We begin this morning with the co-owner of JJ's, David Francais, who was at the scene last night. He's on the phone with us this morning. And David, welcome, and by all means, know how sorry we are about all of this.
Steve, thank you. It's been a pretty rough time for the entire JJ's family.
I can only imagine, Dave. And I'm wondering, what are you doing today to keep up with all the developments that are sort of surrounding this story?
Well, we, just like you, are listening. My brother Jimmy, who operates the restaurant, is on site. He's been there since early this morning. And
he had been out of town, right, Dave?
He was out of town yesterday, yes, and traveled back, began traveling back from Oklahoma when the explosion occurred.
And so this morning, the two of you are doing what exactly?
Well, he is. I am trying to function normally and deal with a lot of folks that are certainly extending well wishes and expressions of hope and support. We've seen a lot of that, and as I said, my brother Jimmy is on site and out there trying to be on top of the latest information of what's going on at the restaurant location.
Dave, how did you hear about the explosion and fire last night? How did the word get to you?
I actually walked in the door of my house and was talking on the phone, and I came back about 3 minutes later, and there was a news broadcast, and it said JJ's the restaurant explosion, and I promptly headed back down to check on the site.
You know, a moment like that, Dave, just must be incredible to go through.
Until we got there, and we honestly didn't know, you know, how serious it was. We heard explosion, but didn't know exactly how serious it was. And when I arrived and parked, I parked about four blocks from the restaurant and got out of my car to walk, and we could clearly smell the gas smell four blocks away from the restaurant over in the neighborhood.
And you knew then, I imagine, Dave, that the entire building, the entire establishment was gone?
Well, we got to the police checkpoint at on 48th Street, Jarbo, I was trying to explain to the officer who I was, and you know, that my brother and I owned the building and the restaurant, and it just so happened that at that time the city manager, who I knew from my professional life, walked past, and
Troy Schulte,
mm-hmm. and I mm-hmm. explained to him, you know, I said I wasn't sure if he knew of, you know, obviously everybody knows Jimmy Francais, but I didn't know if he knew of my involvement in the restaurant with our family, and he immediately said, "Come on down, let's go to the command center and find out what's going on."
And so you went down there, and you saw what you saw. You know, I'm just wondering, you know, you have one employee who's still unaccounted for. Dave, what can you tell us about that this morning?
We know exactly what I just heard on your news broadcast.
Right.
They have found a body, but they haven't identified the person. And you know, we the key, and it's not strange to say, but it's hard to say. In a restaurant, you don't know who's in the building at any given point in time. You know, it's obviously a popular place. There's a large group of people who are there for happy hour, and so we don't know who it is.
So you don't know at this point if it's an employee or just a visitor to the restaurant?
That's correct.
You know, Dave, it's already been some speculation, and I've talked to eyewitnesses, folks who were there shortly before the explosion last night. people who were there and smelled the intense fumes and were there for a bit and then decided to leave because the smell of the gas became so strong. Some thought this morning, some questions already about why the fire department, which showed up there before the explosion, why they didn't evacuate the restaurant immediately at that point. What concerns do you have? What thoughts do you have on that front this morning, Dave?
We don't know the facts. You know, we've heard a lot of the same things. We do know that the gas MGE was on site. What we believe we know. I hate to say it that way, but we understand that the line break had been reported early in the afternoon, and that MGE was on site working to repair it. There was again, the facts as we know them are that there was a construction that had been under. There was somebody digging in the alley between JJ's and the building to the east, which is a doctor's facility, that apparently at some point during the day that backhoe struck and broke the gas line, mm-hmm. and they reported it. And that MGE was then on site, and then the fire department was on site. And you know, I've read some of the things and heard some of the comments from folks who were either there who left because they said the gas smell. As I said, when I got there at 6:30, the gas smell. If I had smelled that level of gas in my home, I'd have gotten out of my house.
Yeah, right.
You know, and to smell it out on the street, I can only imagine what it was like right there in that alleyway.
I suspect that's going to be a big conversation moving forward in the weeks to come. And we're visiting this morning with JJ's co-owner, David Francais. You know, David, I guess one thing we've just got to ask, you know, you and your brother have been through so much with this business over the decades, really, going back 27 years. And I'm talking maybe most specifically about the failed West Edge project that Kevin Collison from the newspaper wrote about this morning. West Edge project right across the street. The thing was put up. It was torn down just within feet of the front door of JJ's. And I'm wondering, you know, I had the impression that you guys were about to turn the corner with all of this. And now, of course, this tragedy. And I'm wondering, the frustration level has got to be profound this morning.
You know, I have to tell you, my brother, Jimmy, you know, he spent over 27 years of his life building this restaurant. And, you know, we've had now, it was, he told me we were together for a part of a charity event about a week and a half ago. And he told me he had looked at his calendar and the demolition across the street had started 10 years ago. I had not realized it had been that long. And, you know, he spent 27 years building this great restaurant. And the last 10, you know, he's had to fight to hold on. And, again, we thought we saw the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
And it was we're just struck. We're in shock.
People want to know, Dave, you know, this was such a popular restaurant and so many people in town just love this place. Are you going to rebuild? Is that even a thought that's crossed your mind yet?
You know, I spoke with Kevin Collison last night.
Yeah.
And I said to him, and it's still my own personal feelings, you know, I don't make these decisions, but certainly, I can't imagine that location not being the location of JJ's. Our family has, you know, worked too hard. I've had three of my children work at that restaurant. So,
Well, Dave,
Together very well.
Well, you and a lot of people are struggling with that this morning. And Dave, I just want you to know how much I appreciate you taking a few minutes with us today. And again, on behalf of KCUR, on behalf of so many people in Kansas City, how sorry we are that you're having to go through this. And we wish you the best of luck. And by all means, stay in touch with us. We'll want to know what your future plans are.
Well, we'll do that. And please encourage all your listeners just to pray for the people who've been affected. Not you know, while we've had property damage, other people who have been injured, and we need to first think about the human element of this. And so please encourage your people to keep those folks in their thoughts and prayers.
Okay. A very good sentiment, Dave. And again, thank you so much for taking the time with us today.
Thanks.
That's JJ's co-owner, David Francais.